Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now though, some vapes have been confiscated from school children in England have been found to contain high levels of lead, nickel and chromium. The used vapes were tested in a lab and they showed children using them could be inhaling more than twice the daily safe amount of lead, nine times the safe amount of nickel, and some also contained harmful chemicals just like those in cigarette smoke. And to speak about the dangers, I'm joined on the line by Monaghan-based GP Dr. Ilona Duffy. Good morning, Ilona.
Morning, Claire.
There have been question marks around vapes for some time. We're not really sure what's in them. And that is the biggest issue with vaping, isn't it? All of those questions around what people are inhaling.
I think that's exactly it, Claire. And I suppose many people out there may be wondering what are e-cigarettes, what are vapes? And really what they are devices that heat a liquid into an aerosol form, so into a mist that then is inhaled. And our big issue is what's in that mist that's being created. And I suppose the initial hope was that this would be a safer way of perhaps getting a nicotine fix than smoking a cigarette. And I think everybody out there knows that smoking is dangerous. Smoking is associated with all types of cancer and lung disease and heart disease. So the hope was this might be a way of maybe weaning people off. And that's how they really started, giving nicotine in what was hoped to be a safer way. Unfortunately, things aren't as safe as they may have seemed. And while, yes, giving nicotine and while not perhaps having some of the dangerous elements that are in cigarette smoking, we're now realising that, as you said, there are heavy metals being associated, probably coming from the burning kind of element that's heating up that liquid to create the mist. And this study is really showing when we're, as you said, seeing twice the level of lead, nine times the level of nickel, and six times levels of chromium. And I suppose to put it into relevance, what we've got to remember is what is in this. There are lots of different things. There are ultrafine particles, so tiny little particles that are being inhaled into our lungs and being absorbed into our body. There are things that are causing flavours in it, so dangerous things like diacetyl, other things that diacetyl and other things like benzene that's found in car exhaust fumes. So I think none of us are going to put our and breathe in car exhaust fumes yet. We're kind of seeming to think that it may be okay to have the vapes. And the biggest concern is that it is our younger groups in our communities, so teenage kids, school kids, who are seeming to be the biggest group using them.
Yeah, because going back to when we first heard about vaping, it was presented as a way for people to perhaps give up cigarettes or reduce the amount of cigarettes that they were smoking. It's completely moved on from that. And there are people who still use it to try and help them give up cigarettes. But it really is a craze now, isn't it, amongst younger people?
It's a total craze, and you may see them on the street, see them outside the schools when they're gathered together, and you can kind of see these nearly fluorescent kind of vapes. So they're like the colours of the highlighters that we'd use in school and on our books. And you have to wonder, like, there's nothing natural about these. There are definitely additives in them. And all of this is new. So we really are going to have to wait many years before we see the real effects of this. And the concern is that already there is data that's suggesting that it is increasing the risk of lung disease, and that's not surprising. And again, we're seeing obviously these heavy metals that are absorbed, they're not just in the lungs, they end up in your blood system, and in younger developing brains they can be laid down and kind of be neurotoxic, meaning affect the development of the brain. So the impact of this is really going to be seen probably in 20 and 30 years, and at that stage it's going to be too late for those people who are vaping now.
What health complications do you think that the toxins might create? What we've heard about in this study, which comes from via the BBC from this lab looking at the used vapes, what problems could present themselves, Ilona?
Well, definitely we know that we are going to see new types of lung disease, and you know, all of these new chemicals that should not normally be in our lungs are now going to be in the lungs of people who are smoking the e-cigarettes or vaping. And I suppose with time what tends to happen is that we may start seeing inflammatory processes, and that can cause scarring in the lungs. So that's number one. So definitely already in our surgeries we are seeing asthmatic children who probably would have more sensitive airways reacting to some of these vaping. And often, I mean, I had one child who came in who had an asthma attack, and she wasn't vaping herself, but she was beside somebody who was doing that. So we can see that these create a reaction and are dangerous with regard to that. There's also evidence that is suggesting that they are associated with heart disease, perhaps not as great a risk as actual cigarettes, but again, it's going to take time before we really know what kind of levels. Absolutely, the absorption of the toxic things, including the heavy metals, has been shown in other studies, not necessarily from vaping, but we know that high levels of these metals affect the brains, especially the brain, the developing brain, and that is the brain of the teenagers.
And we know that some legislation is on the way. Mid-July, we believe the sale of them will be banned here to under 18s. Of course, in Australia, we heard on the programme recently, they're going to ban recreational vaping altogether, so they'll only be available on prescription or through pharmacies for people who want to give up cigarettes. Dr. Ilona Duffy, thank you for joining us on the programme. We'll take a quick break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.